This is The Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000. Turn on TuneIn and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Here's the second part of The Brain Song.
It is the same death, eternally. Inborn, inbred, engendered in the corrupted humours of the vicious body itself, and that only. Spontaneous combustion.
You're kidding, sir.
There was plainly some devilry going on.
We're passing wind the whole time.
The yellow moon lay on the green land of the tongue, and the water glittered with silver.
What is it? Hold up the light. Oh,
horror.
He is here.
Shagrat and Gorbag had come to blow.
Constantly come back in your mind.
Well, first we clean the area around your vagina. Not necessarily because it's dirty, but we have to have a sterile area to
whip. Then we use some jelly, some lubricant jelly,
and insert the tube into your bladder. There's a little balloon on the end of the
tube, and we blow that up so that
helps the tube to stay in place.
The skin round the anus is very sensitive. Yeah, it's very crinkly.
We refer to things in acronyms.
It was from this fertile bean that the idea sprang.
Burn me like a chimney from hell.
I do not know what I saw. I will probably never know what I saw. But for sure, I saw something. I have an open mind. I don't think there's any way that it can be terrestrial. But at the same time, I simply don't know if other beings are around.
A shimmering color. And round the edge was a band of a darker colour. It appeared to be crackling and sparking. It gave the impression that there was something moving on it.
He did spend the evening in conversation with a man he came to believe was from another world.
Mrs. Markham said, I want you to meet my friend Mr. Janus.
And I said, how do you do? And we sat down. He sat by the fire and I couldn't really see him
very well at all. He seemed about 35, 40, spoke quietly.
I think I shook hands with him when I went in.
For 2 hours, Sir Peter and Mr. Janus discussed life elsewhere in the universe, the possibility of travel in space and time, contact from higher civilizations and other mysteries. Sir Peter felt sure that Mr. Janus was not a terrestrial being.
He didn't say he was a visitor from another planet,
but I had that impression. I believe he was here to observe us.
I said, "It's very nice to meet you and all that, but what do you want?" He said, "I want to meet the Duke of Edinburgh."
And of course that made me worry about the security side of it.
I smile, close my eyes, and then like Barry White on helium, croon.
Oh, baby, I love it when the drugs kick in.
I don't squander a nanosecond of this. On refers to the time when the medication is telling my brain everything it wants to hear. I'm relatively loose and fluid, my mind clear and movements under control.
None of the pills I take gives me even a mild buzz.
Saving myself two very crucial things, an adolescence listening to heavy metal and playing Dungeons and Dragons.
The brain snaps.
Finally, as if being pulled by the force of a vacuum,
the tension disappears, departing through the sole of my left shoe.
And I saw a very, very strange object coming from the direction of Basingstoke.
A dental surgeon in Rickmansworth said he had established radio contact with the commander of the Venusian space fleet, who would be visiting Earth's orbit in 1990. The commander wished to negotiate a treaty between Venus and Earth.
And lost in this sublime ordinariness.
Tries to think about and tries not to think about.
We conclude either that he was the victim of an optical illusion or that he observed some quite normal type of
LSD. LSD.
A lady living in Kensington reported that she had been visited by a Martian at night.
He was seven feet tall and covered in red hair. He said he had been sent to examine her water.
During the war, there were sightings of mysterious lights called Foo Fighters. Then there were ghost planes. And from 1947 onwards, there were flying saucers.
One small step for man.
You and I are all based on carbon proteins, which are based on sort of flexible carbon compounds.
Boop, boop, ba-doop, ba-doop.
I listened. I could hear each noise distinctly. And I didn't know why I was noticing these things so sharply. And I felt myself slip inside myself.
Just as white light contains all the colors of the rainbow,
so white noise contains all the vowels and consonants of speech.
People hear all kinds of things in white noise. Some hear the voices of the dead.
I hear applause. As Kabbalists know, there are correspondences between sound and meaning on the metaphysical plane. plane as well.
Straight off and away into the dreamy dark, I've never had so much peace in my life.
Though we are unable to represent exactly, still less play, the music contained in the vowels of our speech, the music nevertheless is there. It is a very strange music, which reminds one of those fantastic sounds which one may occasionally hear in a moving railroad car when one listens intently to the monotonous noise of the rolling wheels.
Recently, her drugs failed to kick in, and she found herself frozen in the bathtub.
That I wasn't a complete
idiot.
Seeing things.
Relationship between reality
and invention.
A message from beyond. The living adjust the dead on holiday.
His eyebrows wriggle around his forehead like worms, 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 worms.
It's acting rather strangely.
When you give up the words, you give up the thoughts. Because in the beginning was the word.
The word
provokes you to have thoughts. It's when you realize that there are words like greedy,
materialistic, avaricious, and so on,
that you start to find ideas which express these shades of meaning.
People who've read a great deal of poetry are always falling in love.
How else would they use up all the fine phrases?
Physician, heal thyself.
That sickness made me giddy.
And I couldn't do it, because I knew I'd blow my bloody brains out, praying that no one else would do it.
Monoemi neurotransmitters.
Serotonin.
Cortisol. Noradrenaline. Dopamine. Antidepressant, imipramine, in your face, people who can force and belch their way through life.
Oh God, I'm coming down!
My lying down. You are familiar with all my ways.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. Too lofty for me to attain.
Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there.
If I make my bed in the depths, you are there.
If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the uttermost shore of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast.
true happiness is to live in the continuous present throughout your body.
You get to your hard drive and open your mercy file.
Devil God. Heaven help.
A journey to the interior. Not altogether a pleasant experience.
Looks like you might have some mild corneal irritation.
All explanations look to the past when accounting for the present.
If there ever did appear extraterrestrials, we'd be the first out there to baptize them or any such strange things.
System of thought owing more to
revelation
than observation, a system in which meaning is of the very essence,
searching
for significance,
but not meaning. Look at Dave, do you believe that? 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 Look at Dave, do you believe that?
Send manned mission beyond the final frontier of death.
The right stroke going in the wrong place.
A magical place.
The fairies will be so angry, but if you're an adult, they'll lead you astray in the woods. You'll be pixie-led throughout the woods, and you won't be able to find your way out. Justin, Culver's Keys, Culver's Keys, Culver's Locks and Keys. With cheese thimbles, adders, flowers, bloody fingers, blue grandpa, blue grandma. I think I prefer the bluebell.
Bluebells, I believe, are meant to do are to deter succubus or succubi.
That's true. Succubus is a female demon. From the Latin cubare, to lie and
sub beneath,
as opposed to the incubus, which means to lie upon. And the succubus enters the bedrooms of men as they sleep and sexually preys upon the men. In order to conceive a
demon child.
Now, a bluebell in a bedroom will deter a succubus, so quite a simple remedy. This is a problem.
Sue has said that the fairies walk. Fairies in a ring I spied.
Hooray! Isn't it lovely?
One doesn't appreciate actually the magic that goes on all around one underneath the earth.
Underneath the earth. Oh, thank you for saying that.
The air has turned to light. Your eyes ache, overloaded. And if you move too fast,
low, no, hollow, bleak, empty state.
Is this the scene where the old earthquake demon tore? a young ruin? Were these their toys?
The goddess and the green man. Rainbows and cafe. Organic bakery. Four Seasons crystal shop.
The edge of new and old age. Edge of mind and soul.
A psychic piglet. It is a spiritual shopping mall. Clustered on a sacred hill.
There is a disturbing and unsettling place for many people. People use words like the energy is very confused, or they would say there are spiritual vortices, and so on. People are bringing their own longings and their yearnings. People are bringing their own searching. And people are bringing their own hurts. They're running from things that have been drastic in their lives.
Sometimes the energy is very strong. It feels very strong to be there. It feels very strong, powerful. You feel like an energy is coming up through your feet. And moving up through your body and out.
And other times, it's a place where energy is coming in through the top of your head and going out and down through your body. So it's
It's also a place where the energy sometimes is very swirly, a lot of movement, a lot of chaotic energy can be there. For me, the goddess is the source of all.
Get us up to speed. Where are we now? We've got classical physics, and we've got quantum physics. They're describing, we believe, the same world, but in such entirely different ways that there seem to be at least two worlds there, and they almost seem to be in head-on collision.
Sometimes they appear as nine gigantic, luminous beings in the sky. Other times they appear as crows flying.
The sounds that you hear is something very unique, which is not just sound to the ear, but it goes deep down to your feelings, and it changes your feelings, and it changes your whole atmosphere, your perception of life.
The Lord has sent out his angels on speed bikes of mercy.
You can't wait to reach the edge of that vast crater.
To stare down at the abyss. Or out. Across the marshy wilderness. Out towards this mountain's namesake.
Oh.
Now, the brain, although not much more than a litre in volume, contains many trillions of nerve cells, each of which communicates with tens of thousands of other cells by means of a variety of chemical messengers called neurotransmitters.
All roads do lead to the dopamine system, ultimately.
Short-circuiting that process and tapping into their brain chemistry more directly by means of drugs, it will accelerate your processes.
We focus on the nucleus accumbens, which has been shown to be necessary for this kind of behavior in animals, and more recently has been shown to be a region that lights up when humans think about drugs, or in fact take drugs. So cocaine addicts, for instance, that get an injection of cocaine, this brain area of the nucleus accumbens lights up.
There was a secret hope that you'd come back from the experience transformed.
People will hear words or sometimes all sounds, and that they'll get a color experience that will go along with hearing that particular sound or word.
Intermingling of the senses, added sensations, perceive not only colors, but elaborate shapes, intriguing manifestations, seeking to find out what actually goes on in the brain. Stimulation in one sense will give rise to an experience in another sense. Really perceiving colors, hearing colors, tasting sounds. This is not explainable. The occultist Aleister Crowley, he first became interested in black magic, paranormal, and reincarnation. Crowley was buried in St. Wilfrid's Churchyard in 1934, at Golders Green Synagogue in 1956, and finally in 1972 at the West Dudley Pet Cemetery.
Been doubling in drugs.
This is going to be good for you. So there's a range of effects going on, which complement each other if the dosages are right.
Streams of thought. Other levels. Peculiar alchemy.
Two total scores in my cup of tea, please, love.
As the master and gatherer of time, but as the toadstool of destiny, and the toad of doom croaks to pain.
You have heard this kind of dull dilly.
Very hard to face this emergency without inhumane days. We feel we see it all like one of those constantly reborn spirits who were big and easy and other
Except the previous performances are cursed, rank, and not the other. And its spirit long since it's extinguished, but its ideals live on.
This is where the magic happens.
help people clarify aspects of themselves, influence their lives generally, what they find most energizing and fulfilling, what they find difficult in other people, what other people find difficult in them.
A true physical illness goes wrong in your brain.
In our modern perma-day shift rotation, open all hours, city that never sleeps, world.
Pure madness. It's no more possible for human beings to radically alter their nature, short of almost unimaginable techniques of cloning and genetic engineering, to become wholly peaceful.
What he did was give them all LSD. Thereby there was a transformation. So that at the next peace march in Berkeley, the next manifestation of peaceableness in San Francisco, came adorned with flowers, holding hands with communist homosexuals, kissing the feet of sadomasochistic capitalists.
When our material world and others more airy-fairy collide, collude, and coalesce.
The alternative tongue.
So I stop at a dress, a dream, a dragon, a drum, a drill, and a drip inside the sack. I got a dress. A dream, a dragon, a drum, a drill, a drip, and a drink inside.
If I'm reading, say, a paragraph of 50 or 60 words, there may be 10, 15, 20, 30 of those words will bring up a flavour. And as I'm reading the word, I'll read here. During the lifetime of this journal, there have appeared on its pages a goodly number of cases. I find that difficult to read. I'm getting strawberry jam sandwiches when I say life. I'm getting minutes when I say time. This tomato soup. But I've got that all the time, so that's when I read. When somebody speaks to me, I've got to get through this filter first before I can try and understand what's being said.
If you look at confidential responses to inquiries about the use of hallucinogens, most of the questionnaires and published data we've seen suggest that
as much as half of those people taking hallucinogens will experience what appears to be some form of synesthesia.
People typically recall that sounds will have colours, and they report
music coming out of speakers but being
seen as well as heard, and that typically they have a colour dimension. So there are kind of induced forms in the sense that you can take certain substances, LSD and other hallucinogens, that may well give you a synesthetic experience.
Color is a very powerful retrieval cue that aids in memory.
The uniqueness of perception is a fundamental problem that philosophers face when they think about the nature of human consciousness.
The hamster has been slaughtered, the parrot bound and gagged, the guard dogs have been sorted out and seriously shagged, the goldfish drowned, the cat was found, kicked around and stabbed. The radio did not make a sound, and they, my heart went mad.
People that suffer from uncontrollable and distressing worry tend to have erroneous beliefs about their own thought processes. Challenge some of your negative erroneous beliefs about your own thinking.
constipation and the imagination is what I'm suffering from at the moment.
Yes, yes, you're in the way. Are you deaf, woman?
You have to realize that conscious experience is the whole wide world that you see, hear, touch, feel. Your brain is constructed that real world in a medium of conscious perception.
The philosophers have coined the word quale in the singular, meaning a particular quality, or qualia in the plural, many qualities. So, qualia means things like the color red, the sound of a high C on a violin, the smell of a rose, all of those things. Now, the whole problem of consciousness is that nobody at present understands how the brain creates that medium, how it creates qualia. Because the things that go in the brain, as studied by neurophysiologists, are quite different. The way in which the brain communicates a message all the way from one part to another is by releasing packets of chemicals in the space between one nerve cell and the next. And of course there are literally billions of these cells and even more billions of connections. So you've got all of these electrical and chemical events going on in the brain, and nobody present understands how any of those electrochemical goings-on can give rise to, for example, the sound of high C on a violin. You can stop and think, what's that sound like, and ask yourself the question, and ask the same question again for the smell of a rose, or the color red, or whatever you choose, and nobody has an answer to that question. That is the whole problem of consciousness.
In my mind's eye.
I can remember that her Wednesday was green, and mine was a lemon yellow with, and it still is, of course, with angles in the middle of it. Can't quite take in that anybody else's Wednesday could be any other colour, let alone not a colour.
Just the extreme end of the continuum of normal conscious experience. The five senses.
There is something that needs to be explained here.
Very strong sensations.
What's going on in his mind? 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 What's going on in his mind?
We're all processing information in an absolutely unique way, a way that's as unique as our fingers are. I don't think any two of us are doing it the same way.
Facts and conceptual categories.
Striving to understand the links between the brain and the mind.
The area of the brain, quote, lights up or activates. It makes a lot of people insist on having a hunk of tissue that they can point to and say, there it is, gotcha.
The emotional center of the brain is the limbic system, a group of structures with many connections to the perceptual areas of the cerebral cortex.
Based on 100 years of literature on the visual system now, we know that there are various different parts of the brain that are dedicated to different functions. There is this region, V4, which is involved with the processing of colors.
And then, as I look in the distance, they get smaller and smaller in the distance. Just as if you look down a road, the buildings and the trees get smaller and smaller in the distance.
The little peephole that expands onto a big window of the mind and the brain.
How attentive are any of us to
our internal worlds. I don't think we've really been taught to be very attentive to our internal worlds.
Changes in the brain gradually focus the senses.
Obviously, it is a genuine kind of perceptual experience.
There's some kind of crosstalk going on between the brain areas that deal with words and taste, or sounds and colors.
The words elicit taste where the name of the taste sounds like the word that's producing it.
Take certain substances, LSD and other hallucinogenic drugs.
Sounds will have colors to be recorded. Music is coming out of speakers that are being seen as well as heard.
Why not employ it as a means of making sense of what otherwise could be a very confusing array of information? Position your face, different sounds come out of it. That's why people talk about it in the 60s, extraordinary ways, and everyone has a reality.
Specific chemicals or the mechanisms that cause disruption in the brain.
That's right, yes.
Behold, out of nowhere, a message is blazing across the sky.
The solstices and equinoxes in a state of unknowing.
Each of us lives in our own unique perceptual world. But unless you're a poet, it's very difficult to express the nuance in a way that is obvious to other people. When he went out of his mind, we helped him find the key to get back in. It was behind the dustbin, the one that had it in for him.
Pat Duffy's internal landscape may seem extraordinary.
Coincidence is integral to the interior creative process. Sometimes, however, the desire for synchronicity in our lives leads us into absurdity.
Let's say the name. One woman snapped at her knees and said, "Oh no, don't eat the baby. That's such an ugly gray color." And then she caught herself and said, "These must be out of my mind. But to me, it's ugly and it affects how I feel about somebody who has a bad name."
I often ask myself, well, if this is such a good therapeutic tool, why isn't everybody using it? And I must say, I don't know.
Harmony.
The escape route to subliminal ascension.
Whirling noise.
An invocation. An invocation.
Acid adult flower child.
Vibrant worlds of high-octane sound, shimmering shapes, and gleaming colors.
Mind-altering effects.
Hallucination. Sexual distortion.
To birth form with a traditional Lincolnshire air, 'tis the song of the Bogle Clencher, and goes after this fashion.
Oh,
You.
Lub dub wush, lub dub wush, lub wush dub, lub wush dub, lub wush dub, log 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 instead of ding 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 ding
plum 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 plum.
After a bat causes Britain's first rabies death for a century. The health minister tells people to panic. Rabies death. People to.
If anyone is bitten by a bat, they should seek immediate advice from their general practitioner.
Rabies death. Rabies death.
I did quite a big poo this morning, but soon after I did another smaller one that wasn't quite so firm, which is unlike me because I normally only have one poo a day.
Never mind.
Imaginational worlds that can't possibly exist, that don't exist, like the worlds that involve supernatural beings, or worlds like, say, the structure of atoms or the structure of the cosmos that we can't directly perceive.
To conjoin my thoughts. To create complex thoughts.
Music can trigger the release of alien chemicals. It can destroy things. Time is a mysterious dimension. Time splitters.
When we hear a fast sound, it goes into the brainstem where the heart rate and circulation and respiratory rate are controlled. So if we stimulate ourselves emotionally by hearing loud music, a fast sound, we will naturally tend to become more excited or excitable. The body has two opposing autonomic nervous systems, as it were, the sympathetic, which actually is the flight and fight response, which is the adrenergic system, and it gets people going, and the parasympathetic, which calms people down. And obviously these are in balance or fluctuating between the two, and it depends which you stimulate, which wins out, as it were. The sympathetic nervous system, if you're excited, puts up the heart rate, gets you ready for action. Basically, it's the adrenaline, noradrenaline system that gets us going. Also, since it affects the adrenal gland, various other hormones are released, so the body's prepared for action.
Cognitive fluidity, the one compartment moving into another compartment, and two sets of taking on the world, interchanging, and by that interchange creating a great far greater number of possibilities.
Boundary symbols, symbols of linkage between Earth world and the other world.
From this is a wreathing coil of smoke in the form of a serpent. From the open jaws appears the vision of the founding ancestor of the Yaxchilan dynasty.
I've never felt like this before. Have you ever felt like this before? Absolutely terrifying. Very dark. A place where magical things happen.
Beings that cannot exist in the real world. They are images which are half animals and half people.
Imagine what... what might be going on in somebody else's head, somebody else's mind, somebody else's mind, somebody else's mind, somebody else's mind. Their thinking is different from what you're
Can I have a little taste of it then?
Of course you can.
Okay. Shall I lick the bowl or the spatula?
You can have the spatula, but I think Leslie might fight you for the bowl.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll have a little taste. Yeah? There's no... A little aftertaste.
Is that a tree?
What?
It's just that normal chocolate love.
Sure, that's obviously very minor.
The idea is not to, you know, the medicine should taste nice. It should
taste it.
You'll have an aftertaste.
Scary old LSD, synthesized in 1943 by Albert Hoffman. Sensory experiences. In the 50s, the CIA had taken a long, hard look at LSD.
Paying volunteers to take a tablet and report its effect.
There's a big bag of joints there. Presumably they're not. This isn't marijuana in this, is it?
No, it's parsley.
Oh, okay. You've got a 3 ounce bag of, again, this is parsley.
Yes.
Who rolls these?
I did.
Oh.
I did. I was taught by someone that had previous experience, but he doesn't want his name known. And some I did rather poorly, but I got quite good at about 200.
And how many's in this bag?
255.
255 from the 3 ounces?
Yes.
So you became a bit of an expert.
I did. I sure did.
You didn't try and smoke it, did you?
No, I didn't. I get my high on the bicycle.
Question 9.
Well, what's question 9?
Our schools and other needed government services would receive $286 million if you vote yes on question 9. Question 9 puts drug dealers out of business. Question 9 regulates and taxes the sale of marijuana in state-licensed shops. $286 million. Who gets the money? Drug dealers or our children? It's your choice.
He has asked me the question. Let me see if I get the answer right.
The Tories did us the world of good with Alan Widdicombe's comments saying everybody should be fined £100. That one statement did us years of campaigning in 5 minutes. William Hague asking, I think it was William Hague, who was shadow cabinet, to use cannabis, and all these Tory backbenchers jump up and down with glee. We'll smoke cannabis. Well, everybody smoked cannabis.
And when a tape loop starts growing, golly.
One inevitably has to take it out of the workshop and down the corridor, which is another reason why it's useful to operate at night.
Down the corridor.
What? This must be the longest thing ever.
Don't tell me. Trouble with the Cybermen again.
There are sounds from space. Signals from distant stars. Electrons in motion. And there are sounds from within. The sound of one's heartbeat. One's pulse. Yes.
We are venturing further in, right down to the level of individual cells.
Space and time are distorted to such an extent that they actually switch places.
Space becomes time, and time becomes space.
If you leave darkness behind, there's still something going on there despite that darkness.
Fragments, sensory information.
This is completely impossible. Working at three different levels,
three is many flying saucers.
Part of you is thinking, this is ridiculous.
Past, present, confused.
whether there's any future, that's not certain.
Extending our mind.
That's right, you're all angry, sick people. But over these next 8 hours, you will be broken down to the level of infants and rebuilt as functional members of society and broken down again and lunch. Then, if there's time, rebuilt once more.
When one piece of information is coming in onto a nerve, if that nerve has already been activated by some other event, it can trigger a cascade of changes which will produce long-term changes in that nerve.
Primitive artificial organisms. Positronic activity unchanged.
I'm here for being me. Every day I show up, act like me, and slap me in here.
Necessary mental control activities, losing control of your mind, the look 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 of your mind. Worrying. Worrying is subject to high levels of control if you choose to control it in an appropriate way. Focused action, activity.
It all started in the 60s.
The 60s. Oh, golly. The 60s. Yes, that was my time. And afterwards, life was never quite the same.
History of the 60s, subtitled something like 1958 to 74. And I just thought, oh, that is such a 60s gesture, that,
Alter mindstates and postures, generate new ways of thinking, temporal change in the nature of the brains, frequent convulsions or tonic seizures. So intricate is the brain-spine setup.
3 years. This is the Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000. Turn on TuneIn and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives and more. And you have been listening to, or just missed, the second part of the Brain Song. More next week. And now, to fill into the end, here's one of my favourite clips.
Boys, could you gather round? Daddy and I have something we'd like to tell you. Eric, sweetheart, can you put your car in the garage for a mo? Well done, good boy. No, Simon's next to me, but you can sit on the other side, can't you?
Children, shh, 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 shh. Thank you. Right, Mummy and I have got some very exciting news for you. Now, we love all three of you very, very much. And we were so, so happy when each of you were born. But we've always thought it would be lovely to have a little girl. I mean, that would mean you had a sister to play with. Yay!
And you know, Daddy's been busy all weekend painting the spare room pink. Well, soon, someone's going to be sleeping in there playing with dollies and wearing little dresses. So, who's he going to be? Which one of you wants to be our little girl? Hands up!
Danny? No?
Otherwise, we'll just pick one of you.
Eric. Erica?
We will pick one of you.
Come on, Simon, you get your own room.
Daddy, look at all these long faces. Okay, tell you what. Last one to the top of the stairs is a girl. Run!